The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Welcome back for hour two of Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show at 7:03. I'm Randy Corcoran. So good to have you along. If you were trying to call before when the lines were full, wide open now, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We can never forget who Barack Hussein Obama really and truly is.
My last election, yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Senator.
This is my last election. After my election, I'll have more flexibility. I will convey that to Vladimir. What were they talking about? They were talking about missile defense in Europe. They were talking about the U.S. commitment to protect Ukraine. Obama cut the program, did not put in the missiles. Putin invaded Crimea and took that territory. And then there's this guy, dropping to number four, soon to be no longer a candidate for president of the United States. Sleepy, creepy Joe.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid.
Solid, yeah. Would not continue the investigation of my son, Hunter. And I thought that clip was important back when Joe Biden was running as the top of the heap, the front runner in the Democrat presidential nominee. He has now dropped behind Pocahontas and Bernie the communist or socialist and Mayor Pete. He's number four. And so it's no longer important to try and utilize that kind of information to diminish or do away with Joe Biden as a Democrat nominee. I really wish he would be, because he is failing in so many other ways. His energy, his mental acuity, it's all obviously on display. The December debates will be an embarrassment for him, I'm sure. But where is the outrage from the left? When you hear someone going after President Donald Trump for this transcript that we're going to get into here in just a second, when you hear them going after Donald Trump over that and saying nothing about an actual, an obvious, a clear quid pro quo, fire the prosecutor who's investigating my son, or you don't get your $1 billion in badly needed loan guarantees. And what do you see from CNN and the moderators during the debate? Well, the conspiracy theory, the right-wing conspiracy theory, debunked conspiracy theory. He said it. He said it. You heard it as clear as day. And then there are these arrogant, perhaps soon to be convicts, one of them.
But there is something unique. You'd have to agree that now
The
impeachment inquiry is underway, sparked by a complaint from someone within the intelligence community. Feeds the president's concern and often used term about a deep state being there to take him out.
Thank God for the deep state.
Yeah. How do you feel hearing that from a former director and assistant director of the CIA sitting right next to John Brennan? That is who these people are. That is what they think of their role, unelected, completely unelected, making decisions for you, supporting efforts to take out the duly elected president of the United States. And if Donald Trump were not the fighter that he is, they would have accomplished it. Who can you imagine that would have stood up to this? Who can you imagine that would not have folded up their tent and gone home or made some kind of a peace treaty and started governing in a whole different direction? Do you remember when Donald Trump was asked about this? It was mentioned, you know, how do you hold up to all of this nonstop, all these nonstop attacks, and, you know, what other politician could withstand this and still perform every day? And Donald Trump said, yeah, you're probably right. But for me, it's like putting on a suit. He loves what he's doing. You can see it. If you watch the rally last night, you can tell he remains inspired. He knows how this thing is going to turn out. He knows some of the information that's building up in the boomerang that's whipping back. He knows that part of the reason that the Democrats are distracting the American people with this impeachment BS is because when Attorney General Barr and John Huber and Durham and all of the information, grand jury was created a week ago. I forget what state it was right now. There were some deep staters who were brought in for questioning. I mean, it's all happening. It's not being talked about, but it's all happening. And the Democrats are creating a narrative so that when the truth actually starts to come out on the origins of the original Russia collusion scam attempt to take down the president, when the origins come out, the Democrats can say, oh, they've already done it. We can sure impeach William Barr. We'll get rid of that attorney general, too. He's now just the flunky of President Donald Trump. This is just their effort to get back at us for trying to stop this president's abuse of power. That's the narrative they're already building in, cooking into the books for the next year, for the next election. And a very interesting email here from Gail regarding the transcript, which I want to jump into here in just a minute. But I've got to get this off my chest. Today isn't a very auspicious day for me. It was 21 years ago today that I opened the law offices of Randy B. Corcoran. I became a licensed attorney on a Friday, October 30th, and I opened up my law firm the following Monday, on November the 2nd, 1998. So, and I'll be doing some legal work today. And so I will be beginning my 22nd year as your street smart attorney. And I am surrounded by talent at my firm. I've got great attorneys. We've got five of them. Superb, friendly support staff. We're still hiring, still looking. And we do it all, you know, from divorce and family law, criminal defense. You've probably heard my DUI commercials that ran for a while here on 710, and all kinds of civil cases, injury contracts, people who've been screwed over at work or injured at work, and it just et cetera, et cetera. But it's just unbelievable to me to look back and imagine. I remember the day I was sworn in. I remember all of the scrambling over the weekend, and then opening up the office that very first day, because I hung a shingle right out of law school. I went straight from law school I had done student lawyering, so I had some experience, and I, you know, certainly reached out to all the experienced lawyers I knew every step of the way in those early days. But it was some kind of a feeling to walk into that office the first day and turn on the lights. And the idea that 21 years have passed now is absolutely insane. And last thing, and then we'll get to the phones, but last thing is, well, it's never the last thing with me, is it? But another thing is the auto repair business that we opened earlier this month. Well, now it's last month. And Hartger's Garage. Yesterday, we were packed to the gills. Business is booming. And for all of you who showed up over at my son-in-law's new auto repair business, if you're a regular listener, you know I was into cars for 20 years, owned my own auto repair businesses, came back to Colorado where I was born to go to Denver Automotive and Diesel College in 1977 as a 17 and then 18-year-old kid. And so never have lost my love for that. And so I'm just so proud of him, and all of our efforts are really panning out. If you've got a used car that needs some work or an inspection or something, you know, send me an email. I'll hook you up with my son-in-law because that thing is rocking and rolling as well. And then two more things real quick. We'll get to the phones and get into the transcript. The end of daylight savings time tonight. So, you know, I always love this particular weekend because that extra hour of sleep, oh man, do I need it. And you read all the studies, oh, it's so bad on your heart and your brain and your habits and your patterns. I don't know. It's not a big deal. I just don't like all the extra darkness during the day. But I sure will celebrate that extra hour of sleep. Make sure you set back your clock 1 hour, fall back when you go to bed tonight. It's very, very important. And last thing, and then we'll jump to Manny. But I want to give you, you know, it's a very short ballot next week, but a very important ballot. Do not fail to vote. Don't mail in your ballot now. You've got to drop it off at a box no later than 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Do it Monday. Just get it out of the way. Make sure it gets done. And, you know, I can't dig into all the different council member school district seats or anything like that, but there are two very important statewide measures. Proposition CC, the effort to take away your taxpayers' Bill of Rights. It is a tax increase. Don't believe the lying ads. Vote no on Proposition CC. Proposition DD, that's the increase, $29 million tax increase to fund state water projects. But the way it's being paid for is by legalizing sports betting. And so I've been ambivalent about this. You know, I'm not I was against legalizing marijuana, even though I'm very pro-freedom. I think we, as societies, we have to make, you know, policy decisions. And that's part of being free. That's part of being responsible. That's part of living in a civil society. I'm not a gambler, not my thing. But on the other hand, you know, we are a free society of people. There are lots of ways to gamble already in the state. There are lots of ways to waste money, lottery, the casinos. And it's not a waste if you get great pleasure out of it and you're not, you know, hurting yourself by making it so you can't feed your family or pay your rent or whatever. But this is a tax on something that right now isn't incurring in Colorado. So they're allowing a new revenue source, this sports betting, and then they're going to tax it. And so I'm going to vote yes on DD. I'm going to support the idea of the increased taxes and giving people the opportunity to enjoy the sports betting, hopefully wisely, if they choose to. And I think the absolute sinker for me, the thing that made it 100% my decision to vote yes, was seeing an editorial yesterday by some wacko environmentalist talking about how if we pass DD, we're going to be damming up the rivers and altering the environment, and is just so excessively ridiculous. And conservatives that I trust, like Patrick Neville and others, have come out in support of this thing. And so I will vote yes for DD. And the very last one, the Arapahoe County ballot issue 1A, if you're an Arapahoe County resident, as I am and as the station is here and so many of our listeners are, is that 1A raising the mill levy, increasing property taxes. So only homeowners get stuck with this in order to build a new jail. And I'm voting absolutely no on this issue. It's outrageous to me that, number one, they're selecting only property owners. Number two, that in a period where the economy is booming, where the state of Colorado, by many measures, has the number one economy in the United States of America, where people are moving in everywhere you go, these cracker box houses and condos are being thrown up. And, you know, listen, those are starter homes for people. I don't mean to condemn them, but they're packed in. There's tons of them. And so tax revenues are already at a high, high rate, at a high, high pace. They have the money. They don't need to take a bigger percentage of money from a small group of people, the property owners. Not a small group, but, you know, instead of taking it from the whole pie, they're singling out just property owners. But right now, tax revenues are going great for Arapahoe County. Use your money wisely. Prioritize it differently. Vote no on 1A. Give them a bigger piece of the pie when they already have tons of people moving in and lots of revenue sources within our county. That is not the way it's done. You don't get that money back. What would the sunset clause on this thing was, what was it, 2050, I think? Yeah, well, I won't waste time looking for it right now, but I am just saying no. We lost Manny. I was interested in what he had to say. Sorry to keep you waiting, Manny. If you get a chance to call back, we'll get you right on. And thank you, Al, for the happy anniversary, the 21 years. I appreciate that. This is all so much activity now comes into the show here for all the shows on 710 by folks who listen on the 710 KNUS app, because you can just push a button and text right into the studio. And that is really, really cool. From Alexa, congrats, Randy. I'll remember the date. My daughter turned 21 2 weeks ago, and today is my son's 19th birthday. So, yeah, it's unbelievable for me to be starting today, officially, my 22nd year as an attorney. Opened my law firm 21 years ago today, right out of law school. And man, oh, man, it is just unbelievable. So, I guess since we don't have any time in this segment to jump into the transcript, we'll do it on the other side. You will want to hear what Gail had to say. She's, I don't know if she's a Democrat or an independent, but she's often, always very, very critical of Trump supporters and of the way I present the facts or my perspective on the facts. Never calls the show, 303-696-1971. But very, very interesting comments from her that we will delve into on the other side. Last thing before the break, though. Bye-bye, Beto. Bye-bye, Beto. I'm really sorry to see Beto O'Rourke go, because what a goof. I mean, he was one of the few guys who would actually tell the truth about what the left wants to do to you. He would come out and say, hell yeah, we're going to grab your AR-15s. Hell yeah, we're coming for your guns. He actually told the truth. Now, he'd change his mind when he got the pushback, you know, what sounded great on the debate stage full of radical leftists, didn't play so well in some of the campaign stops that he made around the country. I mean, imagine being from Texas and being anti-church and religion, being anti-gun. I mean, it's just outrageous. And I'm sorry to see him go. He would have kept the circus alive, but I'm not surprised he never could get out of the 1% or so. It looks like the field's narrowing down. Pocahontas, Socialist Bernie, Mayor Pete, and poor old Sleepy Joe. These Democrat debates in December should be absolutely fascinating. All right, I'm going to take a break at 721-303-696-1971. Gail has some interesting perspective on the transcript and what Donald Trump said and or did. And we'll talk about it when we come back on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning.
We're back at 7:27 as the sun is finally rising on this cold Saturday. Actually got colder in Denver, down to 20 degrees right now, 24 in Aurora. And good looking week ahead, though. 55 tomorrow. We'll see 60 by Tuesday and could hang on to 50s and as much as 60 by Friday this week. Do not forget to set back your clock 1 hour when you go to bed tonight. You will get an extra hour of sleep. We've been spending a good bit of our time talking about the effort to take out the president, the coup attempt, the lack of fairness. The Democrats tried to legitimize their process by taking a vote this week. And very, very interesting, if you look at past efforts to impeach a president, it was always a bipartisan effort. Always a bipartisan effort. And for Richard Nixon and especially for Bill Clinton, which of course is fresher in my mind, it's too young for the be paying attention during the Nixon years. But the whole process was set up in a fair way. The president had the right to have his attorney there. The minority party had a right to subpoena witnesses. And the Democrats made a big show with their vote. Two Democrats who voted no, no Republicans who voted yes. They made a big point of their show vote to say, now we're putting in this process. Look, it's fair. No, it isn't. It still gives Adam Schiff all the power. It gives him all the power. He can decide what witnesses can be called. He can approve what subpoenas can be issued. He's been shutting down questioning by the Republicans who are allowed in the room. It's absolutely unbelievable and outrageous. It's crazy. And, for the texter who just asked, is there a website for your son-in-law's shop? We opened up a new auto repair business, my first love. Helped my son-in-law get that thing going. It's Hartger's Garage. And, no, the website's not quite ready. It is on Facebook. But it's just one block north of the Littleton, Arapahoe County Courthouse at Littleton and Windermere, just one block north there. It's a great little place, real inviting and friendly, kind of old-fashioned on the outside and very modern on the inside. But thank you for asking about that. I really do appreciate it. We're hearing from people all around the country who are listening into the show. Dr. Marty, let me pull up this text here. This is so important to my point I'm going to make with Gail. On the transcript, no one who was listening with firsthand knowledge is saying there was any problem with the phone call. No one was listening with firsthand knowledge. No one who was listening with firsthand knowledge is saying there was any problem with the phone call. And Dr. Marty, I'm so glad you reminded me of this next point just now, this second, flashed in on the text to studio app here into the studio. There was a bipartisan vote against continuing this coup attempt, this impeachment farce, this impeachment inquiry. A bipartisan vote against because Democrats joined with Republicans to vote no. Remember what real collusion looks like.
My last election, yeah. And after my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. And this, I transmit this information to Vladimir and Denver.
Yeah. After my last election, after my next election, I'll have more flexibility. And the Russian president says, I will transmit this to Vladimir. And then all of a sudden, there's no missile defense for Ukraine. And Vladimir Putin takes over Crimea. Real Russia collusion, and nobody gave a damn. And then for quid pro quo, there's quid pro Joe.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. Yeah. And they put in place someone
who would not investigate my son. Quid pro Joe. A clear-cut example of quid pro quo. You know, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Shifty Schiff have said that Donald Trump has admitted it. He brags about it. He's released the transcript of his committing quid pro quo and strong-arming Ukraine. Well, if that's true, Nancy, then why don't you just take the impeachment vote right now? What are you waiting for? All of the evidence is out there. All we're getting from these deep staters who are being brought into the basement of the Capitol for secret testimony, was then selectively leaked in order to benefit the leftist messaging on the coup. All we're getting is their opinion. Their opinion about the president's policy, their opinion about the phone call, when we can hear the phone call or read the phone call for ourselves. Donald Trump knew people were listening. He made a point of that in his rally last night, a couple of clips that I heard. So here's what Gail had to say. Randy, why can't anyone tell the truth on either side? Number one, Donald Trump was putting the muscle on Ukraine. Number two, Donald Trump does not pace the floor at night worrying about corruption in Ukraine, nor is he terribly worried about the adult children of famous people getting jobs they are unqualified for. See Ivanka, Jared, Don Jr. You know what? Ivanka, Jared, Don Jr., extremely accomplished in their own right. Successful, articulate. You saw Hunter Biden once the morning of the last Democrat debate. You haven't heard from him since. These other people are out making a difference, creating successes of their own, and are articulate in presenting their opinions, some of which I disagree with. It's not the point, but there's no contrast between quid pro Joe's son, Hunter, tossed out of the military for drugs, $50 to $80 or maybe more, $1,000 a month for sitting on a board for which he had no more qualifications or intelligence or information or experience to offer than I would. Guy knows nothing about energy, but I digress. Number three, the Democrats are taking an opportunity to hit a political opponent. Trump opened the door and they walked through. No, he didn't. We're going to get to that. Trump's base does not care. He could violate Edwin Edwards' famous maxim and be reelected. Edwards famously stated, the only way he would lose an election would be if he was found in bed with a dead girl or a live boy. I've got to kind of work through the typos here. My bet is Trump would lose no voters over either. He'd sure lose me. See above, Trump will be reelected. Gail, I'm glad you admitted that, at least. But you're saying Donald Trump was putting the muscle on Ukraine. I've got the transcript here in my hand. And I'm going to read, and I hate to do this on the radio, but I'm going to read to you in just a second. But this just popped up on my news. She says, Trump will be reelected. That's emailer Gail, who never calls the show, 303-696-1971. Nancy Pelosi seems to agree. She was at a Bloomberg gathering yesterday, talking to reporters and editors, and she said, what works in San Francisco does not necessarily work in Michigan. What works in Michigan does work in San Francisco, talking about workers' rights and sharing prosperity. Remember, November, you must win the Electoral College. She knows that what's being offered right now to the rabid, radical, leftist base of these former Democrats, now socialists, by Elizabeth Warren, by Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all, wealth tax that would cost, for instance, the owner of Amazon, what did I see, something like $80 billion in taxes or something like that. She knows that those are not going to win for Democrats, and that's why they're doing the coup. That's why they are focusing on this message, trying to just slow down the president. There's more to it than just trying to keep him from winning the next election. But they're trying to disempower him, make other countries nervous about making deals with him. She will not bring up for a vote the USMC, Mexico and Canada trade agreement with the U.S. She won't bring it up because Democrats and Republicans alike would love it. It would bring great benefit to their constituents. And they just can't give that win to the president. Not yet. They got to milk out this coup effort for all it's worth. So I've got the transcript in my hand. If you haven't read it, it's only, what, 7 pages, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. And so it's very, very easy, quick to read. And they open up talking about, you know, kind of blowing smoke, you know, I love you, you love me. Congratulations on your great election. You inspired us, all the back and forth that you'd expect. And actually, you know, I'm kind of mocking that. And Jim, Kevin, sit tight. I'll get to you. I'm kind of mocking that, but it's great. I think they believe it. I think that Donald Trump is very happy about Zelensky, who ran a campaign on rooting out corruption in his own very corrupt country. And Zelensky's saying, you know, President Trump, you've set the standard. I mean, look at the elections around the country, the populist candidates, candidates who support the people instead of the one world government or the deep state. Look at the success that they've had around the country. So the tipping point in this conversation is about the bottom of the second page, where Zelensky is saying that we're very much ready to we wish the European Union would, you know, step up with their sanctions against the Russian Federation. I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next steps. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. And here is how the president responded. I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. Now, if you have time, Google Donald Trump and how often and all the different ways he uses, you know, but I need a favor. Do me a favor. You'll hear, you can find clip after clip after clip of the president using that particular line. He doesn't say, well, you know, that's great, but we're not going to sell you those javelins unless you do me a favor. They have just finished basically kissing each other's butts up one side and down the other. And Zelensky ends by saying, you know, we're excited, we're ready to buy some more missiles from you. And the president says, I'd like you to do us a favor, though, because our country's been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the attorney general call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of it. He's asking them to investigate corruption. Corruption, plain and simple. And why did the Democrats react so intensely to this? What is CrowdStrike? Remember CrowdStrike from the Russia collusion days? Remember what it was? It's the cybersecurity firm that is the only source of the claim that the Russians hacked into the DNC, the Democrat National Committee's emails. CrowdStrike, a Democrat organization, the only source of the claim that the Russians hacked into the DNC's emails, because the Democrats would not turn their server over to the FBI or to anybody else. It was CrowdStrike. And this is what led to the whole Russian collusion story when Hillary Clinton, the summer of 2016, before Donald Trump was elected, in order to cover up the absolute corruption that was exposed by the emails that we did get to see. Remember, Hillary got rid of 33,000 emails. They may very well be on that server in Ukraine. But that's the story that she hatched up. And do you remember leading up to the election? When nobody thought that Donald Trump, and myself included, I didn't have great optimism that Donald Trump would beat the Hillary machine. No poll indicated that. It looked like it was Hillary's all the way up until election night. And so when President Obama was asked about it, when Hillary was asked about it, they said, well, you know, Russia couldn't really impact our election. And it's such a broad election spread out over a huge country, and they couldn't have a significant impact. No big deal. And now, you know, because Donald Trump won, well, Russia had to help. Russia had to make that happen. I mean, CrowdStrike, it had to send shivers up and down the spines of these Democrats when they heard about that. So then they went back and forth a little bit further would like you to do us a favor. And after some more conversation, then President Trump said this. The news and the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news, talking about an ambassador over there. So I just want to let you know that. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution. And a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. Corruption. The fact that Joe Biden is now running for president for not much longer doesn't change the fact that if he violated the law, if he interceded in Ukrainian affairs because they were investigating criminal activity or corruption that involved Biden's son, that doesn't exonerate Biden. I mean, you can't talk about it. You can't bring it up. And nothing in this entire 7 pages, you can read it from start to finish, front to back, upside down, inside out. Never, ever did the president say that, listen, we're not going to give you any aid unless you cooperate, unless you follow through on these investigations. At the time of this call in July, Zelensky and the Ukraine didn't even know there was talk about not releasing aid. They had no idea. And the aid was released. The aid was released. And that's before all of this conversation and this transcript came out. So you cannot have a quid pro quo. You cannot be blackmailing somebody with something that they don't know is at risk. Donald Trump released the aid. Obama, with his additional flexibility after his reelection, did not release aid to the Ukraine. Donald Trump did. Donald Trump has the right to request. We have a treaty with Ukraine that requires us to cooperate in the investigation of corruption. It cannot be said enough. There is no quid pro quo. Listen, the federal government uses its money to influence the behavior of the states. It uses its money to influence the behavior of other countries. Donald Trump has said, listen, you other countries, you have to start paying your fair share. It ain't going to work, Democrats. You know it. That is not your point, is it? We need to talk. I know we're going to be joined by Sidney Powell, the attorney for General Flynn, in the 8 o'clock hour. We do need to talk about some of these so-called star witnesses of the Democrats in these closed-door basement star chamber hearings. And we'll do that as well when we come back. Before we go to break, though, I know we're late. I know we got calls. I'm sorry. But I want to remind you, free tickets, man. You can get these babies to the No Safe Spaces movie. Dennis Prager's been on our station a bunch this last week talking about it. It is really, really terrific. It's 710's Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla's new movie, No Safe Spaces. Completely free tickets are available while supplies last at 710KNUS.com. Our friends at Colorado Flat Fee Realty have purchased an entire theater full of these tickets. So thanks to them, you can get them at 710KNUS.com. Colorado Flat Fee Realty, pay less, keep more, save thousands. Online at ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com. Sit tight. We'll get to the phones on the other side. Randy Corporan here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Back at 7:52, sun is up bright and shiny now, still cold outside, high today 48, 55 tomorrow, 60s off and on during the rest of the week. Do not forget to set your clock back 1 hour when you go to bed tonight and enjoy that extra hour of sleep, even though we're going to have to deal with darkness now all the way to the end of the year. And then we'll remember how quickly things get lighter and the days get longer after we get through the end of this year. Can you believe it's November 2nd? I cannot believe that today starts the 22nd year since I opened, right out of law school, the law offices of me and the law offices of Randy B. Corcoran. Got licensed on a Friday. November 2nd was a Monday. Walked into my own office very first day, and man, been rocking hard ever since. So if you have a legal issue, keep me in mind. I do love talking to you about politics, though. And so glad that Stephen Tubbs let me know what he's going to be doing next week, because Monday, a really, really important show. The father of Kendrick Castillo, the young man who gave up his life to save other students. And, you know, there were three hero high schoolers. Only Kendrick died, and that charged the shooter at the Highlands Ranch STEM school shooting. And Stephen Tubbs will have Kendrick's dad, John Castillo, in studio from 4 to 6 on Monday. Absolute do not miss radio. That's just incredible. It's just fantastic. And I just got a text about Craig Silverman. And as you know, Craig is sort of prosecuting the case. He was a prosecutor, fine lawyer. I told him last week when he was doing some fill-in, it was excellent radio. People were calling in. They were doing battle. And Craig has been prosecuting or analyzing the case for impeachment. And he said, I guess, on that show that he would debate these issues with other hosts here on 710 CAN-US. So I just want you to know that I have made myself available for those debates. Anytime, anywhere, we'll set up some fair parameters. Would love to do that. But as far as I'm concerned, it is a complete and utter joke. It's a coup attempt. And the unclassified, immediately released transcript really proves the point. There is no quid pro quo. You can read people's minds. You can assume that the newly elected president of Ukraine, who had no idea there were discussions of withholding aid at the time of this phone call back on July 25th. Donald Trump, by the way, has used aid as leverage with other countries as part of his presidency, as the federal government does all the time. But at the time of this call, there was no information known to anybody in the Ukraine that aid was even being considered to not be released. And as opposed to Barack Obama, who conveyed a message to the Russian president that to tell Vladimir, after my next election, I'll have more flexibility, then did not put in missile defense and permitted Putin to take over Crimea, actual collusion with an enemy government. Donald Trump has done no such thing. Donald Trump knew people were listening to this call. Are you kidding me? Oh, but he was thinking. He knew. You know, Schiff did his phony mobster rendition of this. Why did he do that? If this transcript, if Donald Trump has admitted it and this transcript proves it, why do we need to hear all the opinions of these different superstar witnesses that we'll talk about in the next hour? You're right. We don't, because it doesn't. It's a joke. It is not about legitimate impeachment. It is not a violation of Donald Trump's oath or the Constitution or anything else. It is pure unadulterated politics. It is a coup attempt, and we should point that out every chance we get. We do need to take our break. I want to remind you that we'll be joined by the amazing attorney. I called her Wonder Woman in my tweet last night. Wonder Woman attorney Sidney Powell, attorney for General Flynn, will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And in the meantime, we'll continue our conversation on this so-called impeachment, actual coup attempt, effort to take out a duly elected president of the United States, as we head into the final hour of Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710 KNUS.